Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee. All right, so if you can't explain the mess you've made with inflation, well, there's only one thing to do. You're going to have to lie. You're going to have to lie and try to confuse as many of your sheeple as possible, which if you're a Democrat, not a bad idea. I mean, media lets you do it for the most part. Although I will say, I've got to give hats off to the Washington Post. Actually gave Joe Biden four Pinocchios for his claim that he inherited 9% inflation. So I was pleasantly surprised that they gave him four out of four false rating. He is an absolute faker liar.
No president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%. But look, people have a right to be concerned.
No. This is Cheryl Cassoni, business reporter at Fox Business.
Now, the reality is that inflation in January 2021 was 1.4% on a headline basis.
Yeah, 1.4. Historically low inflation. Anything under 2 is good. Most of the time, it's usually hovered around 1.6 to 1.8. So, yeah, Trump left Joe with historically low inflation. So, cringe. Karine Jean-Pierre, his spokeshack, was asked about, you know, he keeps lying about this. And the mainstream media reporter was very nice. I mean, he could have pointed out, hey, even Washington Post is giving you four Pinocchios. So she's got a lie to get out of the lie, Lee.
I'm going to ask you about how the president talks about inflation. So two times over the past 2 weeks, the president said inflation was 9% when he came into office. Is the president misleading Americans on that? Or does he just not realize that inflation was 1.4%?
So, you know, and thank you for the question, because I know that this, we got a lot of incoming on this yesterday. And look, the point that he was making is that the factors that caused inflation was in place when he walked into the administration, when he took office. As you know, the pandemic caused inflation around the world by disrupting our economy and breaking our supply chains. As you know, we had to act quickly on dealing with the supply chain. He put together a task force. You saw the president do that.
No, none of that is true. None of that is true. No, so we had the 1.4% historically low inflation because we had not passed the American Rescue Act yet. And we did a thing that's never been done in human history before. We printed $1 trillion in 4 months. We did it. And then they went, hey, you know what? Let's lie some more about inflation coming. They got Janet Yellen to lie. They got Jerome Powell to lie so they could print $1 trillion that same year. This is above and beyond the budget, what we were printing for the budget. And they printed that money. Gosh, we printed it for the Inflation Reduction Act, which raised inflation because it was a bunch of printing. We did it again and again and again. We did it for Ukrainian aid packages. We just printed. So they're trying to rewrite history right now. Here's Joe Biden blaming Vladimir Putin. I don't know if Biden, so I'd wish somebody would ask Joe Biden, Lee, do you remember blaming Vladimir Putin for the inflation that occurred on your watch?
Big reason for inflation is Vladimir Putin. From the moment he put his over 150,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, the price of gasoline in January went up 75 cents. And Putin began amassing troops along the border. And guess what? The world took notice.
Okay, shut up. You're lying. So what's the date on that? That's June 10th, 2022, as we're hitting for the first time 9% inflation. And he's out there saying, I didn't do it. Putin did it. The whole point, I mean, let me just click on this. This is from the Washington Post's archive. Biden's claim that 70% of inflation jump is due to Putin's price hike. Okay, well, what is the date on this piece of work here? Again, it's April 15th, 2022. So we're already at 7% inflation at that point, April 2022. So everybody's asking, why do we have inflation, Joe? What are you going to do? Why do we have it? He's blaming Putin. And now he's pretending to remember none of that. I think about what you have to disremember to claim this. You have to disremember that your own Treasury Department, Janet Yellen, and Jerome Powell were out there saying, no, inflation's only transitory. No, it's not a big deal. It'll go down. And that was when it's at 2 and 4 and 5 and 6. And then they finally stopped saying that. You have to pretend that entire 2-year period did not occur, Lee. Almost 2 years. It's shocking, but he's trying to. And I guess it's because the left knows their sheeple are sheeple. Our leaders wouldn't talk to us like this because they know we're informed. They know our media keeps us informed. And they wouldn't dare. I mean, they just wouldn't dare. It'd blow up in their face. You can only get away with this if you have sheeple for voters. And so they'll try anything at this point in terms of lying to them. Meanwhile, you want to know how radical our foreign policy is? I'm glad you asked. So it's this radical, okay? We now have a foreign policy somewhere in between Yemen and Jordan. We are far more, those are Muslim countries. We are far more radical in our foreign policy than the Muslim country of Egypt. That's where we are. This is the level of absurdity that we have. I did a tweet on this, and I listed all the countries that have blocked the Gaza refugees. Jordan, UAE, Egypt. Hello? Yeah. All of these surrounding countries are like, no. In fact, when the after October 7th, before the retaliation, Egypt added, get this, a 2-mile barrier zone in addition to their fence. I wish we had a fence like Egypt. And they added 2 more layers to their fence to keep the Gazans out. And Joe Biden, the squad, and Nikki Haley want to take the Gazans in, except Nikki Haley changed her mind when she realized that wasn't a good idea. At least saying that publicly wasn't. Okay, so they want to take them in. They're floating the idea, hey, let's take some Palestinians, let's take some Gazans, it'll be great, right? Okay, what are we doing now? $9 billion for the Gazans, even though there's only 2 million of them, and that works out to roughly $18,000 for a family of 4. I wish they'd give us that, Lee, but whatever. We're not Gazans, so we don't get the good stuff. Anyway, White House asked yesterday, okay, this is how stupid this is getting, to explain why we are sending these aid packages, which, by the way, Hamas then comes in armed and takes at a gunpoint to make sure they don't get to the people. They want them to get to the terrorists and the battalions. And so they'll come in and steal them from the people. And we're like, hey, we'll try again. I'm sure we'll get a different outcome. We'll get a different outcome. Why? We are resupplying Hamas in the war on terror, right? Who is not dumb enough to do that? Egypt. Headline. White House can't explain why Egypt is blocking aid to Gaza. I will. You want me to take a stab at it? They don't want to arm or in any way empower Hamas. You know what a part of the aid is? Some of it's food and all kinds of other supplies to keep the troops dug in, but the rest of it is fuel. It's fuel. Why would Egypt do this? Because they don't want the Gazans in their territory. They do not want the Gazans in fighting form because they know one thing. Google Lebanon. You wonder how many people died in Lebanon because they took Gazans and Palestinians? 150,000. A blessed Christian nation, beautiful vacation spot for all of Europe, used to be gorgeous. No one could go there now because they made the mistake of taking the Palestinians. Palestinians immediately turned on them, tried to assassinate their leaders, started a civil war that lasted for decades, 150,000 people dead. Yeah, it did, believe it or not. I mean, Beirut is, and you know, I mean, you hear me on the show, I'll use Beirut as the, like, the punchline in jokes. You know, it's like Beirut in the spring. You know, like, I'll use that. What is Beirut? Beirut used to be beautiful. It was the premier destination for tourism in Europe because you could go there and you would not die. And what happened when they went to Lebanon is they tried to kill the leaders that helped them. They immediately, they refused to, you know, to assimilate. They began settling together and then they started the civil war. They started killing people, which is exactly what they did in Jordan. They attempted to, and actually successfully assassinated Jordanian leaders who took them in out of the kindness of their heart. So Egypt's like, oh, hell no. Oh, no, 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 no. Here, whoa, Gaza, refugee crisis. Hey, let's add an extra 2 mile wide zone. And you know what they do with that zone? They got snipers covering it to keep the Gazans from coming over to Egypt. And they are all Muslims. And it's a weird thing, okay? Because you look at the, just try to understand this. If you look at what is the actual foreign policy of Egypt, like what do they say, okay, versus what they do? They say, their fellow Muslims, hey, we, you know, we're opposed to Israel smashing Rafah. We're opposed to Israel, you know, firing guns and bombs at the Gazans, right? We're all Muslims here, okay? So it's not that they support Israel. It's that they fundamentally understand how dangerous these people are in terms of terror. So they're like, yeah, Israel, stop. No, we don't support them. But hey, no, you're not coming here. And we're not going to do anything that would militarily empower you to allow you to smash your way through our very thick barrier to keep you out because we don't want to die. We don't. I mean, you know, this is their leaders going, we don't want to be assassinated by Gazans. And Biden's like, hey, let's move them to Kansas. I mean, that's where we are. This is crazy. So anyway, I won't. It's very tortured. I won't play you the whole audio, but it goes on for quite a bit. It's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to explain why we are giving aid to the Gazans, which is Hamas. I mean, it's literally directly Hamas because Hamas is stealing it now, right? Why we're giving them aid and Egypt is not only not giving them aid, they're blocking the aid from getting there at Rafah. Why else, by the way, are they blocking the aid at Rafah? Well, that is also the back door where a lot of the weapons and munitions are mixed in with the aid and it goes in the back door. This is why Israel has to take Rafah. It's the main point at which the Hamas battalions are rearmed. They must take it. They must close it. Or those arms are going to be used against innocent women and children again. Babies will lose their heads, the whole nine yards. So what does this mean? I mean, let's think about this headline for a minute. White House can't explain why Egypt is blocking aid to Gaza. We now have a more radical pro-Islamic foreign policy than Egypt, than Lebanon, and then Jordan, and then the UAE. By the way, the UAE just said, they're like, hey, you want to take some of our government, Gazan government leaders in UAE? He's like, oh, heck no. Nope, not coming here. Hey, you want some refugees? Nope, no, not us. Hey, send them to America. They'll do great in Kansas. That's how radical this administration is. And I don't think Americans understand it. Or maybe they do. Did you see the poll, Lee? Fox News poll, 64% disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of the Israeli conflict. Yeah, the Democrats, true. I mean, because Democrats really are going through a phase of love for terror groups. Open love. No, I mean, that's like they want Hamas. They want to be part of Hamas. And look, I am perfectly willing to start a GoFundMe account to send them. I mean, it's like any Democrat wants to go. And I know we could raise a lot of money in this audience to send them. You know, I'd love to send them. But don't seem to be a lot of volunteers at this point. I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, did you see this? Wide receiver Rashee Rice turned himself into Dallas police on multiple charges, including aggravated assault after he was involved in a high-speed crash, left 4 people with injuries. He was acknowledged as being the driver of one of the sports cars that was going in excess of 100 miles per hour. Right. So, now there is a petition to boot him off the I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. No, nobody cares. No, there's a petition to boot Harrison Butker from the Kansas City Chiefs. Did he injure anyone? No. Break any laws? No. 70,000 now demanding he be removed. What did he say? He said women are more excited about motherhood than their careers. Truth be told. He said that. He also assailed Pride Month, particularly important time for LGBTQ rights movement, and knocked President Joe Biden for his hypocritical stance on abortion. Now, Butker is a Catholic, and he says Biden's stance on abortion is not Catholic. In other words, he's a Confederate Catholic. So now the 28-year-old three-time Super Bowl champion finds himself in hot what, you know, they'd really rather he go get a girlfriend and crash his car with 4 people in it at 100 miles an hour. Now, that would be cool. Or maybe assault a woman sexually. That'd work, too. That won't earn you a petition either. We haven't seen that. No, just this. But you know what's interesting about this? Like, how radical is what he said? Well, it's controversial. And, you know, look, you say stuff like this in our society, you're going to expect pushback, right? You should. You should get, I mean, you expect it. You say it. You own everything that comes with that. I get that. That's the beauty of the First Amendment. You get pushback. I don't mind the pushback. Because if we can demonstrate that you can say these things and still remain in your position, they lose and we win what? What do we win? A debate. We get to have a debate instead of being canceled. And we need to have that debate as a nation. Because this nation is increasingly taking very, 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 very radical views on things that are completely out of step with the rest of the world. And I mean the rest of the Western world. We have moved way to the left of Europe. And I don't think Americans understand how fully to the left. And I just want to put all of this in context, okay? Did you see what the National Health Service just did? The socialized healthcare system of Europe, of UK. I covered that like 2 weeks ago, right? No more surgeries, no more trans surgeries for kids under 18. No more hormones, puberty blockers, or cross-sex hormones. None. And then they threw out the language. No more calling a man a woman. No more calling a woman a man. It's dangerous in a medical setting. We are going to call you by your God-given gender. This is Europe. We doing that here? No. No, we're not doing that here. Okay. Well, what else just happened? I just want to show you just where we are as a country. Did you see what the UK just did overnight? Now it's their schools. No more teaching gender ideology in the schools. Period. What specifically? This was a national directive. UK schools, no more teaching a biologically born boy can be a girl, or a biologically born girl can be a boy. Really? Yes. Really? Folks, you know how hard we've had to fight for this stuff at the South Carolina legislature? Oh, they killed it again and again and again. South Carolina legislature. Not a problem to do it in Europe, though. Do you see where we are? I think Americans live in kind of a box. We don't really look outside much. Europe is beginning to reject this stuff. Headline, schools won't be allowed to, this is the Sky News out of Australia. Headline, schools won't be allowed to teach children they can change their gender ID. Across the country in UK schools. Wasn't that kind of what he trashed in that speech? Oh, it's highly controversial. But yet the whole nation of the UK is doing it. Yeah, huh? So let me get this straight. We're not signing petitions to remove NFL players who sexually assault women, break the law, injure four people, reckless auto accident. But we are going to go after the guy who, at least on transgender, transgender issues, took the same position as the UK government. We're going to do that? Do you see the radical there? Folks, these are winnable issues. They're winnable issues. Europe used to be to the left of us. And they're looking at us going, man, those people are plumb crazy. No, we're gonna dial that back. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and dial it back. Schools will also be told not to teach children any form of sex education until they're age 9. Zero gender transition lessons. Zero. No pronouns. Nothing. Period, end of memo, ever. Not in kindergarten, not in sixth grade, not senior year, or whatever their equivalent is. Nope. Teachers in English schools will not be allowed to teach children that they can change their gender identity. Wow. Just wow. The Times reports that education ministers will warn schools in England today, gender identity is... Ideology is highly contested. Yes, it is. Scientifically, yes, it is. And that teaching the issue could have damaging implications. Why? You cannot teach a kid, a girl, that she could be a boy and a boy that she could be a girl. Hey, go get some puberty blockers. You can't get puberty blockers. They won't give them to you. Why? Because they studied the issue in the UK. And what did they find? Osteoporosis by the time you're 20. Don't get in a car accident. You'll snap your spine. They found that over 20% of the kids seeking this were autistic. Something else is going on there. They found that over 50% of them have at least one other mental illness. Something else is going on there. And they also found the effects of these hormones were terribly biologically damaging, including micropenises and shrinkage of the genitals. And they said, no, no more. So what they're doing is now they're going to their schools and saying, no, we can't teach kids. This is the answer. We can't teach. No, because medically it doesn't make sense. It's highly contested. Why? Science, science, science. We should not be afraid to speak these things here. This is becoming the norm in Europe. We're way out in left of field. Well, if you listen to me on YouTube and you're wondering where my show is, they took my first account. The second one's locked down right now. I'm being punished for telling you the truth. Odd. First, they took my Facebook account in terms of, I have one, but they won't let me live stream on it. Same week, FBI announced, oddly, that they were getting back into the censorship business. I'm sure that's coincidence. Then they took my Instagram. I finally was able to stream on it again today after about a week and a half, but I was rudely interrupted. They said, it looks like strange activity here. We're going to have to interrupt your live stream. Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's down now. They just took it again at the break. Now my YouTube's gone. It's frozen right now, so that's why I'm not broadcasting on it. If you usually listen there, that's why I direct most of you to Rumble, because it seems to consistently play. You can also, by the way, stream the show on YouTube too, if you want to watch it. I'm not YouTube. I'm sorry, on Twitter, if you want to watch it. Or yeah, those have not been taken from me yet. But this is the future, folks. Google removes 35,000 YouTube posts to safeguard EU elections, including posts by candidates. What kind of candidates, you ask? Oh, ones that are not globalist, ones that don't support the EU regime. It's what's coming. It's what's coming here. We will have a globalist fascist corporation controlling what political ads you can see and what political ads you cannot see. We are this close to that. And when that happens, elections are done. It's not even going to matter if they cheat. It's not. Because we're not even going to be able to reach people. And they're walking right up to that. They're doing Europe first. So what are they doing? Well, right now, they are contemplating a speech ban EU-wide on migration, specifically illegal migration, but really any kind of migration. Why? They can't win on that issue. They can't win on that issue. And I wonder if the Democrats here aren't trying to get in on that action. Have you seen what they did overnight, folks? This really paints the picture of how they intend for us to live. A simple bill in the House says, if you're an illegal immigrant and you come here and you violently assault a police officer, we will deport you. We will deport you. Majority of Democrats voted no. This is their position now. Understand how serious they are. We're not just talking about, well, we're going to have some illegal immigrants in the country. No. You are going to live side by side with illegal immigrants. The more violent, the better. 148 Democrats voted no, 52 voted yes with the Republicans. So the majority of the Democrat Party now believes, this is the message, please come to America illegally over our open border. If a cop gets in your way, feel free to attack and beat him. We hate cops too, and you'll still be welcome to stay, signed the Democrats. This wasn't the first one. The Lake and Riley Act in the Senate said, if you commit armed robbery, if you commit burglary, if you commit theft as an illegal immigrant, we will deport you. Not only will we deport you, we will also pick you up by law. You must be picked up. We can't let you go. Chuck Schumer killed it. So what is their position? They should be able to commit armed robbery, violent assault, burglary, hang out with you in your living room, and we're not going to deport them. No, we're not going to deport them. They will stay right here. Right here. All right, but what if they kill someone? I mean, surely the Democrats care about human life. Wait, what am I kidding myself? Yeah, we had a bill like that too. Joni Ernst. Yeah, that was back March, April. Joni Ernst proposed that. She had a beautiful young woman in her district. She's a senator who was hit and killed by an illegal immigrant drunk driver who was subsequently allowed to walk right out of the jail. Do it again. Democrats don't care. Anyway, so she proposed a bill. If an illegal immigrant kills somebody, either drunk driving, first degree, second degree murder, or does severe bodily harm to a person, they can be deported and they will be detained as soon as they're charged, just to keep us safe. Chuck Schumer killed that too. What does this tell us overall? How radical this party is. How dangerous this party is. And we're starting to see this very strange pattern out of the border that I've been talking about. We had a jewel thief from South Korea come over the border about 9 months ago. And there was an Interpol warning on him. They wanted him to, he's wanted in multiple countries. He's an illegal immigrant. You'd think that he would just sneak over, right? He's not going to turn himself over to the Border Patrol. He doesn't want to get caught. I don't know. Word must be out. He turns himself over to the Border Patrol. And what do you think they did? No, they let him go. They let him go. Folks, we keep finding this now. Just this week, the Border Patrol let a murderer from Guatemala who's wanted go. Committed murder, sentenced to 17 years, escaped, came here, turned himself into Border Patrol let him go. I don't think they're backgrounding these people anymore. I don't think they care. Because look, it's the Democrats' policy if you get caught. This is how they intend our daughters and our sons to live. In a country where we serve as a magnet for every criminal on earth to come here. What do you do? Well, I'm wanted for murder, so I'm going to run for the cops and go to America. What am I going to do there? Probably kill somebody else, maybe rape somebody, whatever. Lake and Riley, it's the game plan now. And the Democrats will protect them. This is their ideology. We will win this election if we explain this. This is not hard to explain. These are easy things. Because I don't think Americans still fully realize how far it's gone or how fast that it is going with these Democrats. Headline, mass migration milestones. Joe Biden's parole pipeline brings over 1 million foreign nationals to the U.S. And guess what? It's like I told you when I opened the show today. Every one of them got a Social Security number. Most of them were registered to vote. If they sought work papers, they would be automatically registered to vote, and we don't know where they are. It's a problem. By the way, Ohio has begun to fight it. We're so slow as a party. Ohio has begun to fight it. They are demanding those lists be turned over from the Department of Homeland Security, the Social Security Administration. The list of illegals Joe has, by the way, illegally given Social Security numbers to, so they can begin to find them on their voter rolls. Folks, every state needs to do this. Every state. And we got to do it now. We got to do it now. We're running out of time. The election is right around the corner. Joe Biden cuts a video, 14-second video, challenging Trump to a debate. There are five cuts in it. Five cuts in 14 seconds. Because Joe's on it, man. Joe's on it. You know who thinks Joe's not on it? Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi not thrilled that Joe has decided to debate.
I myself would never recommend going on stage with Donald Trump, but the president has decided that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. She's like, all right, he's going to strap himself to the railroad tracks and he promises to get up before the train comes. Okay, yeah, nobody wants to see this. Couple things about this that are interesting. They have given themselves time to recover the last debates in September, a full 2 months before the election. And they're going to hold them in the dead of this summer when nobody's paying attention. They're also, interestingly enough, that one of these, this June one, will be before the Democrat-nominated convention. Why would the news channels, which is the Democrat Party, because unfortunately we're going to hold these on CNN and what is it, ABC? Why do we do that? Oh, yeah, sure. Trump's going to have to debate the moderators and Joe. And you can guarantee CNN, ABC, y'all, Joe's going to have the questions and Trump's not. It's going to be the moderators and Joe versus Trump is what it's going to be. It's outrageous. I don't know why we agree to this. We don't have to agree to this stuff. Not with a guy who it takes him five cuts in 14 seconds to say 51 words because he can't do it any other way. But you know what's interesting about the timing here, what it does for the Democrats? If you look at June, right? If he blows this thing bigly, it gives them a chance to swap him out at the July nominating convention. Folks, I'm not going to breathe a sigh of relief on any of this until we get through the July nominating convention for the Democrats and Joe Biden's still on that ballot. Because my biggest, I'm telling you what, folks, you're looking at the polling, Trump is doing well in the polling, but just about any other Democrat beats him. And I'm honest about that. They do. Just about any, whatever party removes one of these guys from the top of their roster is going to win. Those are just not popular. I mean, not generally. We love Trump, but with the rest of the public, no. No. And both men are popular with about 40-some percent of the voters. Trump's popular with a little more, but he's also very well hated too. So, I mean, you put another Democrat in there, we lose. The idea of him debating scares me. I don't want him debating. Because I don't want him doing really badly. Because I'm afraid they'll yank him. I mean, he is right there. And if he shows that dementia too much in that debate, it could give Democrats what they need to finally yank him. And go, you know what, we love him, but he's just, wow, medically, he's not ready. We don't want him to strain himself. He needs to spend some time with his family. So none of this makes me feel good. It doesn't. So, you know, everybody cheering this morning, yay, he can't even speak 14 seconds without five cuts. I know, that's not good. That's not good. We want people to go in there and vote on the decimation of the economy. We do not want them pulling him. We don't want that. So, and the timeline here gives them time to pull him. It also gives him time to recover from a bad debate before the election. So I don't know. I was kind of like, yeah, yesterday. What'd you think? Text me 71307.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.